Hi, this is Heaton Shah.
And this is Stelly Efti. And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, I actually want to do something unusual. I don't think we've ever done this, which is talk a little bit about a book I'm currently reading.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So we've talked about books and why we love reading, and I think it's very apparent to most people that know us and have listened to the podcast for a while that we are passionate readers. But we've never, I don't think we've ever reviewed a book. And I don't want to do that today because I'm still kind of in the middle of reading it, but I want to discuss some core ideas I'm picking up out of this book with you because I'm dying to hear your thoughts on this. So the book that I'm currently reading is written by Peter Block, and it's called The Answer to How is Yes.
Okay. I haven't read it.
Ah, okay. So I don't think this is a very well-known or super popular book. It is, I think, older. It's published 2003. So this is a 14 years old book. But there are, and I'm still kind of, I'm in the middle of it, so I have not yet finished it. But some of the core idea, I think, has already been communicated to me. And it's an interesting one. I've never thought about it the way that the author writes about it. And whenever I am exposed to what I would claim or tag as original thought, like something I've not heard discussed and explored lots and lots in other places, it fascinates me. First, because I'm like, how did this person think about this exact idea? But then also I'm trying to like really work with it. So let me summarize real quick what the key thesis is, I think in my own words. And then I'd love to hear your thoughts on it and like discuss it and explore it a little bit with you if you're down.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what Peter Block is saying here, the answer to how is yes, what he's the core thesis of the book summarized in Stelly Efti's own way would be that we live in a world that's incredibly deterministic. And as people, we try to be practical and utilitarian and useful. And that's awesome. But it's been pushed to the extreme to where it's not serving us well. And one manifestation of this is that he's really attacking the question, how? Asking the question, how to do something, how something gets done, how much it will cost, how much time it will take, how we're going to get people to be involved. The how question is kind of his thing to attack, but it's more than just the question how. And to give this into practical examples, he'll say that we ask the question how too early too many times. So instead of trying to figure out, is this something we should be doing in the first place or not? We're jumping instinctively too quickly in how to do it, if that makes sense, right? Whenever an idea is proposed, instead of debating the merits of the idea, and if that is truly what we should be doing, we tend as humans to very quickly go from the idea to how to implement the idea. And that leads us down the path of working on things that we should have never worked on. And the second thing that he proposed, and this is something I've never thought about, right? So that's why I'm so fascinated with it, is that he says, or he proposes in the book, that another big and possibly very negative reason to ask the question how is as a defense mechanism against doing it in the first place, right? Because when it's something that's daunting, when it's something that is challenging, when it's something we're afraid of, asking the question how is an easy way out, because the question how will now bring up all kinds of other problems. It will showcase that this is going to be complicated or difficult or expensive or take a lot of time or that there's no ways we know how to do this. So there's going to be confusion. And so asking how can be like a defense mechanism against doing things that we should be doing, just like it can be a trap into doing things we shouldn't be doing at all. So I could go on and on, but I don't know how confusing I am or how much sense all this makes. But what's your first initial reaction to this? Because I'm pretty sure you're going to have one.
Yeah, well, I mean, while you're talking, I was Googling it. And I actually don't think your explanation is wrong. I think it's just a heady subject. I did find some really great reviews of the book and already kind of went through them as you were talking just to ramp up.
Because, in true heat and fashion, yeah. You already read
it. Oh, yeah. hell yeah. You're like, new book, and you liked it? I'm like, all right, what is this book? And, you know, I was reading through it, and I think it's really profound. It's actually very interesting. And I was thinking through myself and how I think about a lot of this stuff. And it's interesting, like in myself, I don't know why yet, but I don't really ask how. I just don't bother. Like, I don't even, like, it's like, if it should be done, it will be done. There's no point in wondering how it's going to be done, because that happens after you decide that you're going to do it. I think a lot, the way I would say this is, for many people, they ask how because they haven't decided that they're going to do it yet. So they want to know all the different ways to get something done, or that they should do it, what they should do with their lives. Instead, the approach I've always taken, and I think it's either natural or something I saw growing up, is if it's right and if I want to do it, I'll get it done. It's almost like where there's a will, there's a way. So if you have the will to do something, then the how just comes as you do it. So I guess what I'm saying is, like, a lot of people want to know everything about something before they decide to do it. I'm the opposite. I actually don't care about knowing everything about it. I focus on, is this the right thing to do? And the how of doing it doesn't actually apply. It's more like, is this the right thing to do? What's the right thing to do? Because I really believe that I can make it happen regardless of what it is. And I've had to do this many times in my life. I mean, life. Like, for example, we gave this example in the last episode that we were talking about, so it's fresh in my mind. But I never, when we were building software, Neil and I, my co-founder and I, we never thought about, like, how are we going to build software? We just decided we need to build software. It is the right thing to do. And then the how and all that came after the decision. So if I'm not mistaken, I'd love to hear what you have to say, because you read the book. I didn't. I'm just reading what you're saying and some of these reviews of it. But it's that we spend too much time thinking about how we're going to do something instead of taking the time to think about what we should do. And we kind of conflate the two. So for me, it's like, if I decide that it's going to happen, the how comes in the execution of making it happen, not in the decision making of what I should do.
Yes. So I think that for me, one of the reasons, so that's true. The thesis here is that we don't first decide what we want to do and why it matters, why it truly matters and is the right thing to do, before we move on to the question to how to do it. We either combine these two, as in, if we don't know how, then maybe we can't even decide to do this thing, or we jump to how even before we decide if we should do something or not. You know, I'm not surprised to hear that that's not a question you ask often, you know, because you're a very wise man. For me, you know, it's funny. Since I've been reading the book, I've been kind of self-observing myself, and it's a mixed bag with me. So there's times where I feel like I'm very focused on what is truly important here, and I'm not getting... some people will tell me that I'm very good at thinking about big picture and not getting, like, sucked into the details, or not getting lost into things that don't matter, and being really good at prioritizing things. But I have, since I've been reading this book, I've noticed way too many times, scary amount of times, me asking a how question when it actually was not productive. And it kind of sucked. It moved us in a direction that was kind of useless. So somebody tells me about some numbers that they generated in the business. And then in the email thread, I ask, how will we know if these numbers do X, Y, and Z? And it's just a curiosity. It's not even that important. But I just instinctively ask the how. And then the entire discussion was derailed by that how question, because the person responded with all these things we could do to track these other things. And then we went down this rabbit hole that was totally unproductive. And I only noticed it and stopped it because I was reading the book. So I was like, there's times where I'm mindlessly asking how to do something, and I can derail the debate or the discussion or push people in directions that are not productive. So I definitely have noticed that I'm asking how quite often and not always, or many times, not in the best possible way. So that's been one big part of it. But the other one, the more powerful thing for me, Heaton, is that is that second part, which is the one that you already described, but I'm not quite sure how to put this in words, where it's something that's daunting or something that is difficult, and because it's kind of something that's pushing your buttons, or you're afraid of, or people are unsure about, they're fully focusing on the how question in order to not have to do it, or in order to, as a defense mechanism, or even seeing people ask, well, yeah, but how are we going to do this, as a defense mechanism to doing it? Not, well, but is this really the right thing to do? But rather, well, but how exactly are we going to do it? And then the other person in the debate or discussion doesn't have all the answers to the how, right? Doesn't have the perfect game plan. And just because they don't have it, they've lost the argument now. And kind of the room has decided that we're not doing this, right? Although it's still the right.